hello. Welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Break through your barriers. Take inspired action and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 37, Exposing Yourself in Your Business. Exposure is one of those things people sometimes get uneasy about. It feels like everything is on display. And if you want people to know about your business and the great work that you're doing, you have to be able to expose yourself and put yourself in the spotlight. Again, I want to stress this isn't about bragging, look what I can do. It is about showcasing your products and services and educating the world about how you can serve them. This is called shameless self-promotion. If you hide or try to cover up any publicity or showcasing of your work, people may start to become suspicious and may not even trust you. I had, in the past few months, I had answered an article question in the newspaper. And then the following week, I had a number of phone calls from family and friends saying, check out the paper, check out the paper. And I found a newspaper and I had flipped it open to the business section, and all of a sudden popped out was this big picture of me with a quote of how my response to the question, you know, and people commented and really appreciated my feedback. But when I opened the page, it was like, oh, hello. Hello there. How are you? And I've had friends cut it out and put it at the front door. And I was like, okay, guys, you know, It does kind of put you out of your comfort zone. But I also know that if we want people to know about our business, we need to do things like this. We're providing value, we're educating people, they can recognize you when you're out and about. So it's one of those things that you need to do. And when you're answering a business question, what a better way than positioning yourself as the expert in that area? We all have heard about the big brands with the big dollars, like Coca-Cola, Nike, and of course McDonald's. If you're a small business owner, you don't have the same kind of capital or funds. So you need to get creative, and this is where exposure comes in. When you're exposing yourself to the world, you're exposing yourself for three reasons: awareness, credibility, and visibility. Creating awareness. You want to be creating awareness so that you stand out from the crowd. Many people think it's like the movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. However, if they do not hear about you or know about what you have to offer, no one's going to be coming. If you're a startup, you can't always afford to outsource services, and you may be doing things yourself. And even though you're doing things yourself, eventually you'll be delegating these roles or tasks to other people. So it's great for you to get a handle on what needs to be done. The way to share some of these tools, when you're doing this, you're helping create awareness about what you have to offer. Don't worry so much about the hows. Those often come together as you make decisions, right? So what I want you to do is don't forget to start making your own list of these ideas that come to you when it comes to awareness. And make sure you grab the downloadable. I've got you started, but I want you to continue building your list. So I'm going to share some tips with you. Are you ready? All right, hang on there and grab paper and pen, or you just go to the show notes at www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast, and you can download the show notes or read them at any time. Newsletter. A newsletter is an excellent way to touch base with your prospects and your clients on a regular basis. It allows them to see what you're up to and what events you might be coming up that they may be of interest to them. Ensure that you have great content and that you are providing value. Your newsletter can be electronic or paper format. I've noticed that most people are tending to shift to the online using providers like MailChimp, AWeber, and Constant Contact. Articles. Not only does writing an article bring awareness to what you do, it also provides credibility and positions you as an expert. Articles are a great way to share your knowledge. You can post articles on self-growth, LinkedIn, and even your website. The other thing that brings awareness to people is testimonials. Testimonials or endorsements are social proof, providing evidence from clients stating what you say is exactly what you deliver. That social proof is so powerful as it adds an extra element of trust. When people hear what others have said about you, it influences their decisions. That is why testimonials should be on almost every single page of your website. It should be on your marketing material. So this helps influence those decisions. If others have been impressed by your work, then they feel that they are willing to take a chance and in hopes that you will do the same for them. Sponsorship is another great way to show that you're giving back to your community or supporting a local event. Sponsors are often showcased throughout events and conferences and in advertising. You may choose to sponsor a breakfast at your local business meeting or maybe even your sports team in your community. You may even get a few minutes on stage to talk about your business. The other one is joint ventures. This can be fun. So you may consider collaborating with others and extending your network as you'll both be marketing your program, product, or service to each other's markets. So you really want to be collaborating with people who aren't doing necessarily the same things as you, but something that's complementary. Public speaking. I don't believe that there is anything more credible than someone who positions themselves as an expert by speaking or even writing a book. This is an excellent way for people to get to know, like, and trust you. And your audience can gain your perspective. The other one is networking and business meetings. Getting out amongst the leaders in your community is a great way to build awareness and let people know what you are doing. Be sure to create intrigue and interest in demonstrating what you are able to do. And of course, your website. In today's day and age, you need to have a website. When people hear your name, they may not come and speak with you. However, what they will do is that they're going to go home and they're going to Google you. That's right, Google you. Ensure that they will find you and that you are providing value. These are just a few techniques that help create awareness. Start making the list, like I told you, and it's going to help position you in the marketplace. Then there's gaining credibility. Credibility is one of the most important measures in which people decide to work with you. They are not only investing money, but they're investing their time and their story. They want to be able to trust you and to ensure that you deliver on your promise. So some ways to position yourself for credibility is to post or answer questions on social media. When you provide responses or post powerful questions on social media, you grab people's attention and they want to learn more about you. 2, blog. A blog is a great way to provide quality content, but it needs to be done consistently and to provide valuable information. And this will continue to build that know, like, and trust factor. Make sure you're writing awesome headlines that people won't want to ignore. And of course, again, testimonials and endorsements we talked about earlier, they also help position you as a credible expert. And now becoming visible and providing value. Visibility and value are products of exposing yourself in your business. You want to be visible in the community as someone people need to know. Your visibility and value can be demonstrated in the following ways. There are many more. You can volunteer in a community function or a fundraiser, volunteer as a board of directors, a member for a nonprofit, donate your product or service as a door prize or a silent auction item, blog or post on social media about events you attend, create videos offering tips and valuable content. And this one by far has been one of the most successful ones for me. And top 10 lists are very popular. But why I want to touch on video is it's so powerful. I've been to networking events where people have come up to me, and sometimes I don't even know them, or we have met at some point, maybe once in passing, but most of the time they're usually a Facebook friend, and they've come up to me and said, you know, when I'm having a rough day or I need some focus or motivation, I go to one of your videos and I gain insight into what I need to be doing. Usually the message is exactly what I needed to hear on that day. And if you love watching videos, on every Monday, I have a Monday Motivation video series that I've started, and we've gained some great traction with that as well. Lots of comments. Facebook Live has been phenomenal for that. Get published in the local newspaper, right? When people see your content in the newspaper, that's positioning you as an expert. Send out press releases so that you can be interviewed on television or radio. You know, when the people see you on TV, they see that expertise. There are so many ways that you can be exposing your business to stand out from the crowd and create that unique presence. As you do this and build your tribe, list, or following, that is when people will come. You are currently building that field of dreams. Don't forget that once you start meeting and connecting with these people, you want to be building the relationships. So the key is to follow up within 24 to 48 hours of meeting them. Listen to your prospects' needs and learn what their goals are. Discover the ways that you can help. Remember that the more you help others, the more in turn they will help you. Exposure is a powerful positioning tool in which you cannot do without. And I want to thank Errol. Thank you all for being here. The Millionaire Woman Show has extended itself globally. The listenership is continually growing, but it's because of people like you listening in, sharing some ideas, sharing comments and content. I just adore you guys. Thank you for doing this and being here for me. Because without this feedback and without the need to help people live rich from the inside out, I wouldn't be doing this. So I'm very grateful for that you're here. I would love for you to join us on our newsletter so that you don't miss out on the great content that we're offering, or join us on social media. Again, you can go to www.deborahkozowski.com and you can get on the newsletter list. The Success Secrets comes out every 2 weeks. And write a review about this podcast. Give us a 5-star high five. Share it with your friends, because that's one of the ways that you can give value to others, is that you are helping others by sharing a podcast that they need to be listening to. And don't forget to grab the downloadable to get you started in exposing your business and helping your business grow, because that's what it's all about. We want to make sure that people know about the great things that you're doing in the world. So I want you to go out and be the change that you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, and make today great. See you on the next episode.